Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook.
What's up, plant fam? Oh, God, I miss saying that. Well, it's been too long, really. It's been almost a month, I think, if not a month, since the last episode came out. And I mean, I did say I was going to try and do bi-weekly episodes, you know, one every 2 weeks. But things sort of just got away from me in the last couple of months. So I wanted to do basically a life update, you know, how things are going and stuff like that, because things are pretty insane, in my opinion. I guess in terms of planty updates, I'm sort of recalling, I guess, my collection, sort of trimming down what I have, and sort of matching my collection to my current life, if you will. You know, I am a lot busier nowadays than I've ever been, with multiple things going on, and, you know, especially with moving into a new state across the country, you know, it can get a little, I don't want to say intimidating, but I'm never giving up houseplants. I love them too much. There's no way that I'm never not going to have houseplants. But, you know, with everything going on in my life currently, I think it is time to sort of see what survives. Oh, God. I say that after I've just finished one of my exams for school. And, you know, I'm looking around, even in my office right now, and I'm just seeing plants that are wilting and whatnot. And I need to obviously take care of them. So that's going to be the goal for the next couple of days, is, you know, water everything. If something is not sparking it for me anymore, get rid of it. Or if it's died, get rid of that as well. I mean, I could potentially bring back some of the plants that may have bit the dust, but honestly, in my current stage, I probably shouldn't. And that's okay, right? We've talked a lot about mental health here, and, you know, what plants do for you mentally. But it's also important to realize, I guess, your limit, if you will. Not to say that I've reached my limit. No. I mean, I've had I've had over 100 plants in my possession and was just as equally busy. But this is a little bit different of a busy. Usually back when I was in New York, when I was just working full time and maybe multiple jobs, you know, there were days where I could come home and just completely disconnect from everything in terms of work and was able to take care of everything when I had the time. Luckily, plants don't really need that much attention depending on the plant. And so, you know, I was able to get away with like once a week just going through, making sure everything was good. And, you know, maybe if I woke up early enough, I would do a little walk around and see how things were going. But now with school, it's a little more difficult because, you know, yeah, sure, I don't have that many classes. I'm only taking 2 classes at school right now. But I'm also teaching. I'm teaching 2 labs and also doing my experiments and setting up my experimental design currently and getting started for that and doing more research on the outside. So even when I'm done with class for the day, there's still so much I have to do. So a lot of my plants are suffering because of that. And, you know, that's nobody's fault. That's just life, right? Things happen. You got to prune. And then you got to grow from there, right? But some exciting things. My Hoya Callista Phyla has 3 different peduncles on it. If you have looked at my Instagram in the last couple of weeks, I posted a picture of that. And I was so, so shocked when I saw it. Just because it's never grown a leaf since I've had it last summer. So it's to me, it's a really weird accomplishment just because it hasn't grown a leaf, but it has 3 peduncles on it. Cool. I'm very happy with that, believe me. And then at the time of this recording, my Brassavola nodosa finally opened its flower. It's been like in the stage of it trying to flower in the last couple of weeks, and it finally bloomed today, and I'm so, so excited. It is so beautiful. It is such a beautiful flower. I love just the simplicity of the flower, yet the, I don't want to say exoticness, because I don't, it's, to me it's not exotic, but it's different from the typical flowers we see, you know? If you've ever seen a Brassavola nodosa bloom, it's just breathtaking. It's so pretty. Now I understand why Matthew and Stephen love it so much from Plant Daddy Podcast. So it is gorgeous. It is a very, very beautiful plant. And my Philodendron melanochrysum is coming back, which is so exciting. I was so worried about that. And a couple of plants that really didn't make the trip, my collector plants, if you will. I don't want to call them the R word, if you catch my drift. Some of them are finally settling in, getting used to the environment. It's going to be interesting to see how they fare during the summer when, you know, it's really dry in Colorado. So it's going to be interesting to see how they fare when it's super sunny, super bright all the time, and it's so dry. So cross your fingers. Let's hope that everything works out. But yeah, I wanted to do a little bit of an update in my life as well, not just my plants. You know, if you didn't know already, I am currently studying. I'm in the middle of my, well, I'm at the start of my master's program at Colorado State University doing horticulture research, which is insane. And I do hopefully intend on going forward with my PhD as well. Back in the day when I was talking to my professor about this initially, when I first contacted her, which was unrelated to grad school, I was saying how I was interested in pursuing my PhD one day, and she said, so I would definitely go in and start your master's. In the first couple of months, you'll know if a PhD is right for you. And so far, I'm still thinking, okay, I think PhD is going to be the way to go. But I want to wait a little bit, move into this semester and see how things go. But sort of the idea of really setting up experiments has made me so, so excited again. I started really going into my experimental design. I've been typing up my methods, collecting all the materials that I need for my research itself. And it's been so super exciting. And apparently I do know what I'm talking about. We were discussing the supplies and stuff that I would need and sort of the data collection once we get there. And she basically was like, well, this is what we did for this research, which was the prior research to what I'm doing now. And she basically, well, I basically inferred that, okay, cool. So I'm focusing mostly on the plants in this system. So if you didn't know, I'm studying rooftop agrivoltaics. And that's basically growing agricultural products under solar panels on a green roof. And so agrivoltaics is this relatively new, probably within the last decade, and it's picking up more steam now just because we're losing a lot of land to solar farms as well as agriculture. So there's been a lot of research into agrivoltaics, and they've been relatively positive in the mutualistic interaction between the agricultural products underneath and the solar panels. And so what we're doing is trying to kick that up a notch and putting that system on a green roof. So it would be able to supplement a city, you know, a big urban area, especially in areas of food deserts. So, you know, we were talking about, oh, this is the data that we need to collect, this is what we need to do. And since I'm focused really on the plant growth and looking at our materials, I was like, all right, cool, I think we're gonna need 5 more of these sensors, because we already have this many, and I think 5 more will get us a better idea of what we're looking at. In that case, we should also probably get a new data logger. And we're talking about how often we should take data. And she showed me the previous studies, like the amount of data. And it was a lot of data. And, you know, one of the things she said was, you know, sure, it's a lot of data and we're not going to use all of it. Like, we will 100% not use all of it. However, it's going to be good to have in case, say, in a future study, we're like, I wonder what happened with this in that study. Like, oh, we have that data. So I fully understood where she was coming from with that. And I really like that idea of, like, sure, it might suck when I'm processing and analyzing the data in the next year, but having all of that extra data, you know, is going to benefit us in the long run because we'll have the data if we need it. And so she said that, oh, we did it every 12 minutes. And this was over a growing season. I think it was, they did it for about 3 months. And I'm planning on doing mine for a lot longer. I'm hoping 4 to 5 months. And so she's like, we could probably do like every half hour. And I was like, oh, let's do it every 15 minutes. I think having all that extra data is going to be really beneficial. And I think we'd see a better correlation throughout the growing season if we had it at that time frame. And she was like, yeah, sure. That sounds great. And it felt very affirming of, I guess, my ability, you know. I gave these recommendations and she was like, cool, let's do it. And I had to be like, I'm not used to someone just being like, yeah, let's do it. Because I'm used to working under people, you know, like all my jobs. And, you know, usually it's like a, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. This is why we can't do that. So it was, I literally went, oh my God, it sounds like I know what I'm doing. but it's been really, really cool. And I've been able to really learn a lot in my classes. Right now I'm taking statistics. It's basically an intro to stats class if you're an undergrad, but it's way more in depth and more dedicated more towards research statistics, which is really, really cool. And so, you know, I'm learning how to use a new software for that. It's been challenging. The exam itself wasn't so bad, I say, hopefully. And it was open notes, which was even better. So, you know, I made sure that I was able to collect everything properly and answer what I needed to. And I'm also taking soil, plant, water relations, which is such an interesting course. So literally, I am looking at how water moves through the soil and through plants. And like, you wouldn't think there's a lot to it on the outside, but there's so much nitty-gritty information in there, and it's so super interesting, which this class is perfect for what exactly I'm doing, because a lot of the meters that we're using are all soil moisture content meters. And so to actually understand the process that water is going through soil, how these instruments are used, and what the data is going to come back out as, it's so incredible. I think that's one of my favorite things about grad school, is that you could be so specific and take all of these intensely specific classes, and they're just mind-blowing. Also, my professors are great. My stats professor is awesome. My soil, water, plant relations professor is amazing. It's been so much fun. And, you know, it's what happens when you're taking grad programs, you know. You're getting professors who have become experts in these fields, and so they're teaching sort of like the one thing that they know really, really well. So it's been incredible. And my entire cohort, my lab, I absolutely love the people in my lab. They've all been so welcoming. That was one of the things I was really worried about coming into a new lab, was sort of the dynamic between all of us. And, you know, I mean, it would suck if the lab itself didn't get along, but we get along pretty well, I'd like to say. Like, we plan times to try and study together. Well, the entire department does that, actually, which is nice, all the grad students. And we try and do brunches when we can. I remember, I think it would have been around late November, early December. No, it was like December 15th-ish. There was a holiday, my lab group did a holiday party, and they invited me because I was already in town, and so I was able to go, and my professor gave me a plant ID book for Christmas, which was so sweet, and at least for the Colorado natives, because I know none of the Colorado natives, so it's actually really nice I got that book. I'm so excited to actually use it when things start to bloom. And then we went to one of my lab mates' houses because they were throwing a party. It was so cool. I got to know a couple of members of my lab. It's such a great time. And my professor, I can't speak any more highly about my professor. She is absolutely amazing. She's such a badass lady. Oh my God. Such an expert in her field and the most caring advisor I think that I've ever, well, I've known many caring advisors, but the most caring advisor that I've ever had. She is marvelous. She is wonderful. And like, she breaks down the entire process into these small digestible chunks, and it, and like, she really cares for how we're all doing. She loves the fact that we do hang out and everything too. The lab group, I mean, and she is amazing. And I'm so glad that I found her. You know, on a whim, it was too good to be true for me, and it was one of those things where this opportunity is too good to pass up. I need to do this, and so if it wasn't for her, I probably maybe would have second guessed myself, and maybe like, well, I've got a good thing going here now. I'll wait a little bit, but if it wasn't for her, I think things would have gone a little bit more different. So I am absolutely thrilled that she is my advisor and thrilled at how grad school is going so far. It's a lot of work. I will tell you, it's a lot of work. Trying to read, you know, as many scientific journals as possible a week in order to gather stuff for my literature review for my paper, and doing all of my homework, studying a ton, while still working part-time and maintaining a social life. You know, I'm an extrovert. I can't help it. I need a social life. But I found such an amazing group of friends here. And funny enough, I met them on the first day we moved here. And we've been close ever since. It's been great. And the people that I work with, I have quite a few good friends now from my job. So it's honestly been great. And, you know, I've been telling, like, my roommate and my friends here, this was probably the most affirming decision of my life. I think it was one of the best decisions that I know that I've made for myself. You know, because sometimes you're like, you make a decision, you're like, I don't know, you know, maybe. But then eventually down the line, you're like, yeah, it was a great decision. This so far, it's been the best decision I've made, and I have discovered that really early on. So to me, that's amazing. You know, I'm not regretting leaving. I'm not regretting moving. I'm not regretting a really amazing job that I had. You know, I miss everyone. I miss all of that. I miss my community back in Syracuse, New York. Believe me, I miss my community back in Syracuse, New York, and my friends that I have there. But this was the right decision for myself. And I'm thrilled, so thrilled that I can say that, you know. And one of the people that I've met here, they're like, you know, that's incredible. I don't hear many people say that right from the get-go. And so I never expected to be back in academia. I wanted to be back in academia, but I never expected to. And I'm just so eternally grateful for the opportunity. And I will say, it does make me feel sad that I'm not pumping out content on a weekly basis like I used to, just because now my time is so limited. It's been hard to try and, you know, come up with a topic and research it out fully, because I'm researching my topics out. And so I might try and do topics so that's sort of related to what I'm doing, just to make things easier. However, my research is all horticulture, not floriculture. So it's basically you know, the kinds of plants that people use, you know, it's all economical, generally agricultural plants. And as much as I love house plants, I think it was the right decision for me not to go into floriculture because I love them. They're great. And I can totally utilize all of the information that I'm learning on my research for them. But I like to still be able to maintain that as a hobby rather than, you know, my life's focus completely 100%. It's nice to have some variety. I feel like if you're doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to go nuts. So, but yeah, that's just a little life update. I know some people were interested to hear what I was doing in school. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. But on the sort of that same vein, if you have any ideas, and I'm really reaching out here, if you have any ideas of stuff you want me to talk about, that's going to make my life so much easier, just so I can cut out the, all right, what topic should I talk about? I need to research a topic and then research that topic. If there's a specific topic you want to learn about, please let me know. You can find me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. You can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. And then if you want to support the channel, you can head to anchor.fm/theplantnook. You can also check out the merch shop. And don't forget to rate, review, like, send this to all your friends. You know, maybe someone who might be interested in horticulture grad school that might want to sort of follow me in my journey here. So, and I promise this is not going to turn into, this is my life as a horticulture grad student. No, but I know some people were pretty interested on how things were going in terms of grad school. So and plus I haven't spoken to you guys in a while, so I wanted to give you guys a life update. All right. Well, that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye.
The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.